الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous classes we had taken the chapters that the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى with regards to the manners and etiquettes of eating. And the chapters that remain, the author has specified them for the affairs of drinking. For the affairs of drinking, the manners and etiquettes with regards to drinking and serving drinks. So the author, he says, رحمه الله تعالى باب أدب الشرب واستحباب التنفس ثلاثا خارج الإناء وكراهة التنفس في الإناء واستحباب إدارة الإناء على الأيمن فالأيمن بعد المبتدئ بعد المبتدئ. The author, he mentioned the chapter with regards to the manners and etiquettes of drinking, and the recommendation of breathing three times outside of the vessel. You need to take a drink and then to breathe outside the vessel, and then to do this again three times. And the disapproval of breathing inside of the vessel, and that it's recommended likewise to pass the vessel from the right into the right after the one who had began. After the one who had began. Babu adib al-shurb. The chapter with regards to the manners of drinking. واستحباب التنفس ثلاثا خارج الإناء. And the recommendation of breathing three times outside of the vessel. Meaning taking three drinks and taking a breath between each one of them outside of the vessel. وكراهة التنفس في الإناء. And the fact that it's dislike to breathe inside of the vessel. واستحباب إدارة الإناء على الأيمن فالأيمن بعد المبتدئ. And that it's recommended to pass the vessel to the right and then continuing to the right after the one who began drinking first. After the one who began drinking first. So the author, he says, عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتنفس في الشراب ثلاثا متفق عليه يعني يتنفس خارج الإناء يعني يتنفس خارج الإناء. So the author, he mentioned the narration of Anas رضي الله عنه, and he says that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to breathe three times in the course of a drink. And he meaning that he would drink the drink in three gulps. He would drink it one time, and then he would remove the drink from his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take a breath and take another drink. And then he would do the same thing again and take another drink until he had taken a drink in this manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. The author, he says in his commentary, يَعْنِي يَتَنَفَّسُ خَارِجَ الْإِنَاءِ, the meaning of يَتَنَفَّسُ فِي الشَّرَابِ, that he will breathe while he's drinking or in the course of taking a drink. صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يتنفس خارج الإناء, meaning that he would breathe outside of the vessel. He would breathe outside of the vessel. It's been mentioned by al-Baghawi رحمه الله تعالى. He says, ومراد من هذا الحديث أنه كان يشرب ثلاثا صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ذلك يبين الإناء عن فيه كل ذلك يبين الإناء عن فيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. He mentioned, رحمه الله, that what is intended from this narration is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would drink the drink in three drinks, and each time he would take the vessel away from his mouth. He would take the vessel away from his mouth صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also, it has been connected by Imam Muslim as well from the hadith of Anas. He says, رضي الله عنه, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتنفس في الشراب ثلاثا ويقول إنه أروى وأبرأ وأمرأ إنه أروى وأبرأ وأمرأ. And he mentioned, رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to breathe while he's drinking three times. Meaning again that he would take three different drinks, breathing between the two of them, taking a drink and removing the vessel from his mouth and breathing, and taking another drink and removing the vessel from his mouth and breathing, and doing the same after that three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Prophet, he would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innahu arwa wa abra'u wa amra, that indeed it is better for quenching the thirst, and also better as a means of cure and health-wise, and also it's more pleasurable and beneficial in nourishment and going down the stomach. Qala Anas radiyallahu anhu, Anas, who's narrating the narration, likewise the narration that the author he mentioned, rahimahullah, يقول أنس رضي الله عنه فأنا أتنفس في الشراب ثلاثة فأنا أتنفس في الشراب ثلاثة. يعني أنس رضي الله عنه is narrating to us the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to drinking. With regards to drinking, and then also in this narration by Imam Muslim is clarifying the wisdom behind that. The wisdom behind that, and then Anas, he comments after conveying the sunnah to the ummah, فَأَنَا أَتَنَفَّسُ بِشَرَابِ ثَلَاثٍ. Indeed, I also breathe in the course of drinking three times. I also breathe in the course of drinking three times. Meaning I as well follow the same sunnah that I'm narrating to you and conveying to you from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That which I witnessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do while he's drinking, and I'm informing you of likewise, I'm doing the same thing myself. I'm doing the same thing myself. So in these narrations we see so a number of benefits from that. فِيهِ إِسْتِحْبَابُ وَتَنَفُسِ فِي الشَّرَابِ ثَلَاثٍ فِيهِ إِسْتِحْبَابُ أَتَنَفُسِ فِي الشَّرَابِ ثَلَاثٍ يعني خارج الإناء, that it's recommended to take the drink in this manner, to drink it in three drinks, and to breathe three times outside of the vessel. I need to take a drink and then to remove the vessel from one's mouth and to breathe, and to take a drink and to remove the vessel from one's mouth and to breathe, and to take another drink in this manner, to drink the drink in three gulps, breathing between each drink, removing the vessel entirely away from the mouth. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second benefit, dhikru al-hukm makrunan bil-hikmah, the mention of the ruling coupled with the wisdom. Here the additional narration from al-Imam Muslim that we mentioned here is mentioning this ruling here in this sunnah or this way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his guidance while drinking, but it has additional information along with that, the reason why. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَى, because it is better and more quenching for your thirst, and likewise it's more healthy and beneficial and going down the stomach and being a means of goodness and nutrition. So it's much better and beneficial to drink in this manner as opposed to taking big gulps and drinking all at one time. So in this wording here, mentioning the wisdom, and this is from the beautiful teaching, to mention the ruling, and along with that, coupled at the same time, is to mention the wisdom behind the ruling and the benefit that one obtains from applying the particular ruling. So it suffices a believer that he knows that it's the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it's affirmed and established from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is sufficient for a believer to comply and to apply and to believe in the guidance and to follow it to the best of his ability. And if a person, he does not know the wisdom behind a particular ruling, it would not cause him to lose faith or to doubt or the likes like this. He already believes and testifies أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. So he already sees the evidences and the proofs for this, and he's certain with regards to that, and he bears witness to that upon sincerity and truthfulness. So if he does not understand the wisdom of a particular ruling or a narration is not clear to him, and the likes like this, then it will not cause him to lose faith or to have doubts. Rather, his faith is already established, alhamdulillah. But if a believer strives and obtains knowledge and learns along with the ruling some insight to the wisdom and the benefit behind the application of that, then this is considered light upon light, and this will be a means for him to increase in faith. So by knowing the ruling along with the wisdom and the benefit, a believer, he would increase in faith, and he will be more content in his iman, and he will benefit in a great way, and it'll be like light upon light, nurun ala nur. But if a believer, he does not understand or does not have wisdom of why a particular ruling is obligatory or mandatory, or why it is forbidden, or why it is recommended or disliked, so on and so forth. If he does not understand the wisdom behind it, it will not cause him to doubt or to decrease in faith. Rather, his faith is already established. Some people, if they don't understand a particular narration, they begin to doubt. And this is because they themselves have doubts in the fundamentals of their deen, in the statement Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a true believer, he does not have doubt in that. So the fact that he does not understand some of these affairs will not affect him. Alhamdulillah. But if he knows the wisdom, then indeed he will benefit. In this particular narration, the wisdom is mentioned. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَى أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَى. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his work زَادُ الْمَعَادِ فِي هَدْيِ خَيْرِ الْعِبَادِ زَادُ الْمَعَادِ فِي هَدْيِ خَيْرِ الْعِبَادِ, yani with regards to the biography and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's a work authored by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah with regards to the biography and likewise the guidance and the methodology and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He mentioned in the chapter about the manners and etiquettes of eating, he said, and he commenting on this narration, إِنَّهُ أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَى, and that indeed it is أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ and أَمْرَى, and that a person, he would drink in this manner, that he would drink in three small portions. He would drink and then rest and breathe, and then drink again, and then rest and breathe, and then drink again in this manner. He's mentioning here, أَرْوَى أَشَدُ رِيًّا وَأَبْلَغُهُ وَأَنْفَعُهُ, meaning that the wisdom here, that it's أَرْوَى, meaning it's more quenching for the thirst and more beneficial and fulfilling the thirst and quenching it. He says, وَأَبْرَى أَفْعَلُ مِنَ الْبُرُ وَهُوَ الشِّفَاءُ. أبرى يعني أشفى, meaning it's more beneficial and bringing about a cure, and bringing about a cure, any for health reasons. أي يبرئ من شدة العطش ودائه, meaning that it will cure the severe thirst and the ills of that. A person, if he's severely thirsty, the best way to treat that and to deal with that is to follow the sunnah, to drink the drink, not all at one time, and not swallowing it down all at one time in major gulps, but rather to drink it a little at a time. To drink it a little bit at a time, taking one's time and breathing in between, and breathing in between the breaths. He mentioned likewise, هو أيضا أسلم لحرارة المعدة. Also, it's more safe and beneficial for the temperature of the stomach. And if the stomach, it has heat and it has a proper temperature in order for the body to function properly. And by putting too much liquid in the stomach all at one time, it could cause a problem with the temperature of the stomach, so on and so forth. He mentioned a number of benefits. I only summarize a few of them. And for those who want to return, they will find this information in this work, Zad al-Ma'ad by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. With regards to Amra huwa af'al min mari' al-ta'am al-sharab fi badanihi. إذا دخله وخالطه بسهولة ولذة ونفع. يعني the fact that the drink is amra, يعني amra meaning that it's more healthy and more wholesome. Also, it's more tasty and delicious and palatable for him. Like this. So this is from mari' al-ta'am, meaning that the food and the drink is tasty and it goes down easily. And the mari' is the esophagus, the food pipe. In your throat, you have a tube that the food goes down. It's called the esophagus, into your stomach. So whenever one he drinks in this manner, it's more beneficial and easy for the liquid to go down. It go down a little at a time, and then a little at a time, breathing in between the two. So this is more healthy and more wholesome for him, and also more beneficial for him to taste the good taste of the drink and to benefit. Of the drink and to benefit. Yani similar from the same word, فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًا. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًا. Yani this is the same word that are derived from the same root as we have here. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَأُ. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًا. Yani so go ahead and take from that wealth, yani in a pleasant and easy manner without having any worries of any retribution. That's the meaning of the verse. So here the same issue, any that a person, he will be able to drink and benefit from the drink and take the good nourishment and also taste the good taste of the drink, and it will go down easily. So he said, rahimahullah, haniyan fi aqibatihi, mari'an fi madaqihi, meaning that it's proper and good and safe in its final outcome, and in the end of the affairs, the benefit will be good in the end. And likewise, while he's tasting it, he will also benefit from that as well and take his pleasure. Also, he mentioned, rahimahullah, waqila ma'nahu, has been mentioned that the meaning of this narration is, annahu asra'u inhidaran an al-mari' lisuhulatihi wa khifatihi alayhi. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْوَى وَأَبْرَأُ وَأَمْرَى, meaning that أَمْرَى here, meaning that it's quicker for it to go down the throat, and it's easier, because it's easier and more light, any more beneficial, بِخِلَافِ الْكَثِيرِ, contrary if he had drank a lot. If a person, he take a large drink all at one time and starts gulping it down, then it's going to become difficult, maybe, possibly for the fluid to go down his throat. As for if he takes it in small gulps, then it's more easy and facilitated because of how light the gulp is, or the amount is only a little at a time. So therefore, it's more proper. يعني بخلاف الكثير فإنه لا يسهل على المريء انحداره, and this is contrary to if he had drank a lot at one time, because it does not go down the esophagus easily. يعني it does not go down easily. So also from the benefits of this is to clarify the dangers of gulping down drinks and not taking one's time or not following the sunnah properly. And he mentioned as well, rahimahullah, وَمِنْ آفَاتِ الشُّرْبِ نَحْلَةً وَحِدًا أَنَّهُ يُخَافُ مِنْهُ الشَّرَقُ بِأَنْ يَنْسَدَّ مَجْرَى الشَّرَابِ لِكَثْرَةِ الْوَارِدِ عَلَيْهِ. And he also from the ills of drinking all at one time is that it's feared that the person, maybe he will choke because of all of the flu and going down his throat all at one time, لِكَثْرَةِ الْوَارِدِ عَلَيْهِ, because of how much he's putting in his mouth at one time. فَيَغُصُّ بِهِ, maybe he will choke on it, and maybe it will harm him. فَإِذَا تَنَفَّسَ وَاحِدًا ثُمَّ شَرِبَهُ أَمِنَ ذَلِكَ. So if he were to take a breath and then to drink one at a time, or a little at a time as prescribed in the sunnah, then he will be safe from that. And he'll be safe from being tried by choking on his drink. And maybe somebody has experienced that before. If he's hastening, if he's not paying attention and he's drinking too much at one time, then suddenly maybe he will choke up. Or maybe, like they say, it went down the wrong pipe. They say it went down the wrong pipe. And he's drinking, and next thing you know, he starts choking. He can't breathe because he's not taking his time. And had he followed the sunnah here, inshaAllah, he will be safe. He will be safe from that. He would be safe from that. After this, the author, he says, وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا تَشْرَبُوا وَاحِدًا كَشُرْبِ الْبَعِيرِ وَلَكِنْ اشْرَبُوا مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثٍ وَسَمُّوا إِذَا أَنْتُمْ شَرِبْتُمْ وَأَحْمَدُوا إِذَا أَنْتُمْ رَفَعْتُمْ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. After this, the author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. He says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَشْرَبُوا وَاحِدًا كَشُرْبِ الْبَعِيرِ, do not drink all at one time the way the camel drinks. Do not drink all at one time the way the camel drinks. وَلَكِنْ اشْرَبُوا مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثٍ, but rather you drink two at a time or three. Any two drinks at a time or three. Not all at one time, gulping it down. وَسَمُّوا إِذَا أَنْتُمْ شَرِبْتُمْ, and say Bismillah whenever you drink. وَحْمَدُوا إِذَا أَنْتُمْ رَفَعْتُمْ, and praise Allah whenever you're finished drinking. The author, he says, it's narrated by Tirmidhi, and he said, rahimahullah, at Tirmidhi he mentioned, hadithun hasan, that it is a narration that is good. With regards to the chain of this narration, a number of the people of knowledge have differed with this ruling. And it's been mentioned by Ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, he said, سَنَدُهُ ضَعِيفٌ, سَنَدُهُ ضَعِيفٌ, rather the chain of this narration is weak. And likewise, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a footnote, and he had it here. Right, number one, at the bottom, he says, قُلْتُ بَلْ إِسْنَدُهُ ضَعِيفٌ كَمَا فِي تَخْرِيجِ الْمِسْكَاتِ. Shaykh al-Albani, he says, commenting on the tahseen of Tirmidhi, mentioning that it's hasan, rahimahullah, he said, rather the chain is weak, as he has clarified in his work, Takhrij al-Miskat. So Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, has declared it to be weak, and likewise, even before him, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, fi Fath al-Bari, rahimahumallahu jami'an. So Allah knows best, this narration is not established on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. But as for the issue of saying the name of Allah, يعني saying the tasmiyah Bismillah at the beginning of drinking, we have seen the ruling with regards to that. It's the same as eating. And likewise, praising and thanking Allah after drinking as well, it's the same as eating. So at the beginning, when he will begin by mentioning the name of Allah, saying Bismillah, and whenever he's finished, then he will praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Alhamdulillah. So this has come with regards to eating and drinking, and Allah knows best. After this, the author, he says, وَعَنْ أَبِي قَتَادَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَهَا أَنْ يُتَنَفَّسَ فِي الْإِنَاءِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ الْمُصَنِّفُ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهِ يَعْنِي يُتَنَفَّسُ فِي نَفْسِ الْإِنَاءِ فِي نَفْسِ الْإِنَاءِ. So after this, the author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Qatadah radiyallahu anhu. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited breathing in the vessel. Muttafaqun alayhi. Then the author, he mentioned in his commentary, meaning يعني يتنفس في نفس الإناء, meaning breathing in, actually in the container. Breathing actually in the container. So this should not be misunderstood with the previous narration of Anas. The first narration in this chapter, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتنفس في الشراب. Here it says, ونهى أن يتنفس في الإناء. يتنفس في الشراب, يعني أثناء الشراب. أثناء, during the drink. The Prophet, he used to make تنفس في الشراب. The meaning of في here, meaning during, while he's drinking, that he would drink and then remove the vessel from his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then breathe. And this is understood here in the prohibition in the narration of Abi Qatadah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade breathing inside of the vessel, in the actual drink itself. So one, if he has to breathe, he will not breathe inside of the cup, or inside of the drink itself, or the bottle, so on and so forth. Rather, he removed that from his mouth and then breathe. There are a number of benefits here. The first one, النَّهْيُ عَنِ التَّنَفُّسِ فِي الْإِنَاءِ, the prohibition of breathing inside of the vessel. Number two, إِلَّةُ النَّهْيِ لِأَلَّا يُتَنَفَّسَ فِيهِ فَيَتَخَذَّرَ الْمَاءُ بِبُزَاقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْفَمِ أو بريح كريهة تتعلق بالماء أو بالإناء. The people of knowledge, they mentioned the wisdom from this prohibition is so that a person, he will not breathe inside of the drink and then it will become dirty. It will become dirty or considered dirty. And by some spit coming into the drink from the mouth, or by a foul odor coming out of the mouth and coming into the water, or into the drink, or into the vessel. So maybe a person, he will breathe into it and some saliva or something will come out of his mouth into the drink, and it would cause it to become dirty. Not impure, but it will become dirty. And if somebody's seen it, يَسْتَخْذِرُونَ هَذَا, they will think that that's gross and not like it. If somebody else is seeing it, maybe he will not want to drink it anymore. He will not want to drink after that person because he's breathing inside of it, or is blowing inside of it, so on and so forth. And he witnessed something from his mouth go into the drink, or if he's just seen that, this is something that's not from good manners. So it could actually make the drink become bad, or it could make it seem bad. If somebody is watching. So if somebody is watching or witnessing the situation, or even a bad smell may come onto the water or onto the drink or the vessel and remain there and then be a problem. And the likes of water and these liquids, many times they are easily affected by outside substances. Winds, they have an effect. If a bad odor comes across water, it will change it. And likewise, if some small substance of something dirty and the likes comes into the water, it will change it. So this could make people not want to use that water or benefit from it, or that drink and the likes like this. So all of this is mentioned from the wisdom of the prohibition. Wallahu a'lam. The third benefit, جواز الشرب بنفس واحد بشرط عدم التنفس في الإناء. The people of knowledge mentioned the permissibility of drinking in one drink, in one breath. Any meaning in one drink. So it's not a requirement or an obligation to take more than one sip or to take more than one drink. It's allowed to take one drink. But the sunnah here is to take three drinks and to breathe in the manner that has preceded, taking the vessel away from the mouth. But it's permissible to drink in one drink. بِشَرْطِ عَدَمِ تَنَفُسِ فِي الْإِنَاءِ, with the condition that a person, he will not breathe in the vessel. He will not breathe in the vessel. If he can take one drink without breathing into the food and into the drink or into the vessel, then it's allowed for him. قَالَ عُمَرْ ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he died in the year 101. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, إِنَّمَا نُوْهِيَ عَنَ التَّنَفُسِ دَاخِلَ الْإِنَاءِ, that the prohibition is only for breathing inside of the vessel. The prohibition is only for breathing inside of the vessel. أَمَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَتَنَفَّسِ فَانْشَاءَ فَلْيَشْرَبْ بِنَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ. As for the one who did not breathe, and while he's drinking inside of the vessel or inside of the drink, then let him drink as he likes. If he likes to, one drink. Let him drink, if he likes, in one drink, and in one breath, without breathing inside of the vessels. This is something that is allowed. This is something that is allowed. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned some benefits with regards to this. Jawaz al-shurbi bi nafsin wahidin, about the issue of the permissibility of drinking in one drink, and without any following this particular sunnah. No doubt the sunnah is better and best to follow, but we're talking now about what's obligatory and not obligatory. So this sunnah here is recommended, and it's good for a person to follow that. But if he drank it one time, it's allowed for him. It's allowed for him, so long as he did not breathe inside of the vessel. So long as he did not breathe inside of the vessel. And this is what is clarified in the narration here of Abi Qatadah radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. Also from the narration of Abu Sa'id, which is connected in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, the narration is going to come, but we refer to it now. Abu Sa'id, he says, "Anna rajulan qala ya Rasulullah inni la arwa fi nafsin wahidin." The author, he's going to mention the narration, but we proceed it now just for this particular benefit. That a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, I do not inni la arwa min nafsin wahidin." O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my thirst is not quenched whenever I drink in one drink. If I drink it in one drink, in one breath, I do not become quenched. My thirst does not become quenched. So, فَقَالَ اللَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, فَأَبِنْ الْقَدْحَ أَنْفِيكَ ثُمَّ تَنَفَّسْ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, then you should take the vessel away from your mouth and then breathe, and then breathe, and then breathe. So here the man, he's saying that he drinks all at one time in one breath. And he meaning he'll take a drink one time, and this does not quench his thirst. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then what you should do is take a drink and then remove the container from your mouth and breathe. And remove the container from your mouth and breathe. Sheikh Al-Albani, he mentioned in the Silsila Sahiha, he's a number of benefits. The one that concerns us now is his statement, rahimahullah, jawazu shurbi bi nafsin wahidin, the permissibility of drinking in one breath, and in one gulp, and at one time. At one time, لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لَمْ يُنْكِرْ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ حِينَ قَالَ إِنِّي لَا أَرْوَى مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not reprimand that man whenever he said, my thirst is not quenched whenever I drink in one breath. Whenever I drink in one breath. And this is in reality a great benefit from the fiqh of the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, and understanding these narrations and deriving rulings from them. He says, فَلَوْ كَانَ الشُّرْبُ بِنَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ لَا يَجُوزُ لَبَيَّنَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَهُ. And had drinking the drink in one breath not been permissible, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have clarified for that man. وَلَقَالَ لَهُ مَثَلًا. He would have said to him, for example, وَهَلْ يَجُوزُ الشُّرْبُ بِنَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ. And is it permissible to drink in one breath? And the man, he says, my thirst is not quenched whenever I drink with one breath. So had it not been permissible, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have clarified that for him and said something like, what is it permissible in the first place to drink in one breath? Like this, but this is not what occurred. وَكَانَ هَذَا أَوْلَى مِنْ قَوْلِهِ لَهُ. And this was more proper, and he had this been impermissible, and the ruling is that it's not allowed, then that's more proper than saying to him, فَأَبِنِ الْقَدِحْ عَنْ فِيكَ, then just remove the vessel from your mouth. لو لم يكن ذلك جائزا, had that not been permissible. لو لم يكن ذلك جائزا, if that had not been permissible. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ did not reprimand him, rather he affirmed him on what he mentioned. So therefore it's lawful. Therefore it's lawful to drink all at one time. Is lawful. This is contrary to what we've seen in the previous narration, and we've seen likewise that that narration is weak. The ruling from the derived from the weak narration is not established. The people of knowledge, as they mentioned, al-kalamu fi fiqh al-hadithi far'un an sihhat al-isnad. Far'un an sihhat al-isnad. To speak about the rulings of the narration is stemming from the clarification of the authenticity or the correctness of the chain. And so before we talk about whether it's lawful or the benefits that are derived from the likes of these narrations, we need to establish that the chain is authentic. That the chain is authentic and it's properly ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we see that it's allowed. فَدَلَّ قَوْلُهُ هَذَا عَلَى جَوَازِ الشُّرْبِ بِنَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. So the statement of the Prophet here sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَبِنَ الْقَدِحًا فِيكَ وَتَنَفِّسٍ. That this statement here of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates that it's permissible to drink in one drink, to drink in one drink, and to drink in one breath, to drink in one breath. And here, if we remember the definition of al-hadith al-marfu' in al-hadith al-nabawi, al-hadith al-nabawi, the definition with regards to this term, according to the scholars of hadith, what do they say? Ma udhifa إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قول أو فعل أو تقرير, هذا الشاهد, أو تقرير أو صفة خلقية أو خلقية. That which is ascribed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from statement, action and affirmation, and also from description, with regards to description of his manners and also of his physical appearance صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of this is considered a hadith النبوي, a hadith النبوي. In a hadith and marfu'. So here the Prophet is affirming this man on what he's saying. So therefore it's an indication that it's lawful. That it's lawful. Had it not been lawful, he would not affirm him. Like Shaykh al-Albani, he mentioned in the first place, rahimahullahu ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَتَنَفَّسَ تَنَفَّسَ خَارِجَ الْإِنَاءِ وَهَذَا مَا صَرَّحَ بِهِ حَدِيثُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And this indicates the permissibility of drinking in one breath. And if a person, he wants to breathe or he needs to breathe, then he would do that outside of the vessel. And this is what mentioned directly in the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, referring to a narration collected by Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا شَرِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَتَنَفَّسْ فِي الْإِنَاءِ فَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فَلْيُنَحِّي ثُمَّ الْيَعُودْ إِنْ كَانَ يُرِيدْ. And can a yuri, that if one of you drinks, then let him not breathe in the vessel. And if he wants to drink again, to take another drink, then let him remove it away. Let him move the vessel away and then bring it back if he wants to take another drink. If he wants to take another drink. So a person, he'll take a drink. And then if he likes to take another drink again, he will remove the vessel and then breathe and then take another drink. And then take another drink. Rather than the sunnah is to take three in that manner. Rather the sunnah is to take three in that manner. But if a person who took one drink at a time, like this, just he just took one drink and didn't breathe in the vessel, it's lawful for him. There's no blame on him. There's no blame on him. Nobody says, oh, he only took one drink. Nah, this is going to extremes. Or if he took two and not three. Or if he took four, for example, maybe he needed an extra drink. This is all lawful for him. This is all lawful for him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So in these narrations here, we see, فِيهِ أَنَّ إِبَانَةَ الْإِنَاءِ أَهْنَى لِشُّرْبِ. And there's a number of benefits here. Number one, أَنَّ إِبَانَةَ الْإِنَاءِ أَهْنَى لِشُّرْبِ. That by removing the vessel, taking it away from the mouth while drinking, this is more beneficial and wholesome and better for him while he's drinking. وَأَحْسَن لِلْأَدَبِ. And it's also more proper in manners and etiquettes. Instead of a person gulping something down real fast, Which one is better if you're sitting in a gathering with people and a person, he just grabs the drink and he just gulps it down all at one time. Gulp, and turns the right, he turns it upside down and finishes all at one time. Or a person, he takes a good drink and then he breathes and then he takes another good drink and he breathes and he takes another. Which one is more proper or even appears better? The second one is very clear, right? It's very clear. As for the first one, you say he's kind of reckless. He's kind of, what's he doing? He's just gulping down the drink like this. So this is, yani, ahsan lil adab. أحسن للأدب. This is better with regards to a person's manner and his demeanor. وأبعد عن الشره. وأبعد عن الشره. And also it's further away from from covetousness and gluttony. Having too much desire for food. And the person who grabs the drink and just drinks it down all at one time, this is like, he's thinking a whole lot about his stomach. He's thinking a whole lot about his stomach. This is going back to the issue of ishara. And we've seen previously that every aspect that leads or indicates that a person, he has this trait, is blameworthy. It's blameworthy that a person is greedy for food. And he greedy for food and coveting and the likes for food and drink. This is not a praiseworthy trait. So by drinking in this manner, he's further away from that characteristic and trait. Alhamdulillah. وَأَخَافُ also from the benefits. وَهُوَ أَخَافُ لِلْمَعِدَةِ أَخَافُ لِلْمَعِدَةِ And it's also lighter and easier on the stomach. As if, instead of gulping it down and filling a stomach with fluid all at one time, to take it a little bit at a time, this is better and more easy on the stomach. وَأَسْلَمْ مِنَ الشَّرَقِ And also, he's safer in this manner from choking. And then we've seen the one who gulps it down, possibly he's going to choke. So, alhamdulillah, all praise and thank is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has guided us to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of these great benefits here in drinking in this manner. And it suffices to know that it's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It suffices to know that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But along with these other additional benefits, alhamdulillah, a believer, he should strive to follow that and to implement it to the best of his ability. To follow that and to implement it to the best of his ability. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.